Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer of Delight for God's Good Gifts, written by Meg Booker, read by Kelly Givens. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Certain times throughout the school year, my daughters start to get lazy. I start to get lazy. No one feels quite as exuberant about extra math and reading practice, and handwriting becomes illegible. That's when the prize bucket gets a makeover. There's always something little and tiny they are dying to collect, and so I fish for what that is at the moment. We've gone from Shopkins to Squinkies to pocket anythings. It seems just about any living creature can be found, replicated, pocket-sized, and packed in a cute little collectible contraption. Okay, girls, I drumrolled as I laid out my new plan. If you can do all of your work super extra neat, I will put said animals in the prize box. Cue the screeches of delight. But, I added, I'm going to be really picky if I'm going to hand out such awesome prizes. The handwriting improved over the next couple of weeks, as did grades and morale, at least until the next holiday that involved passing out candy arrived. Today's verse in Hebrews reminds us that, although faith is required in the hard walk of life as we are promised, God wants us to be happy. He rewards us. He gives good gifts when we don't expect it, just to see us light up with delight. A beautiful sunrise, an extra snuggle from our kids, an extra productive day, early flowers blooming. There is no end to the ways God chooses to love us. But He isn't picky. We only need to prayerfully pay attention to see the good gifts He showers on us. Let's pray a prayer of thanksgiving for the good gifts God has given us. Father, we praise You for Your compassionate love for us. Thank You for the gifts You give us. Every day is a gift, full of gifts for us to delight in. Help us to have eyes to see the goodness You bless us with. And help us to know this truth. We are blessed to be a blessing to others. With the good gifts You give, help us to likewise be generous. We love You, Father. In Your name we pray. Amen.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.